What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies. Just chowing on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 97. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
It is shortly after the third annual Crab Kickoff.
Uh-huh.
Valdez always on these shows, collapses at the end.
Yeah.
Big dramatization.
A big Popeye's meme where the person is outside smoking a cig. During their lunch break. Why do you always say that?
Because I was waiting for it at the end of the show today, and at 9:50, 4:20, you go,
what? I let out a sigh of relief that it was over.
That it was over, but I thought it was actually a pretty low-key crab kickoff, especially without Eric here. No Poker Open to run to afterwards, which bums us out. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit as well. We had a new food sponsor. Remember last year at this time we were talking about having it in a parking lot and having listeners down and doing it.
You know what
thing.
We do is we always go, what can we do better?
Well, that is true. First of all, we did do something better for ourselves. Our hoodies are awesome.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you to Chuck and thank you to DAS.
The quality is awesome. I got to be honest, I hate the colors.
Well,
I'm just
know,
not a big
know,
red guy.
I know, but that's the whole bit.
I know the bit. Of course I know the bit.
You don't get to choose the color.
I know. I know.
You realize you know what this is going to turn into, right?
What's that?
It's like it's going to turn into, well, why? Because the hoodie quality is so awesome. Yeah. They're like Nike Storm hoodies. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you could get doused in a hose and the water would just rappel off of you. It's going to turn into, well, the hoodies are so nice, I don't want to ruin it with all this Junkies logo stuff and all of the weird NFL colors. That's what it's going to turn into. Like, can I just get a black hoodie?
Yeah, I could see that happening, but I rock the hell out of the one I had last year, the royal blue. I wore it all the time. I'm just not a big red and yellow guy, but
I wear them when I lounge. I don't
a big
like
lounger. Okay.
Yeah. No. Because you know, someone's going to come up to you when you wear that hoodie.
I know. I like that. Also, I've been getting recognized so much recently.
What do you mean?
I don't know what's going on.
Where in Loudoun County?
Loudoun County. Every time, like I feel like I'm not even the fifth junkie at this point. I'm 4.5.
You're the 4.5th junkie.
And it's always embarrassing situations. Did I tell you what happened at Costco?
No. But before you do that, speaking of embarrassing situations, yeah. I got to know what happened when your toddler shut the pool down.
Oh, I did allude to that.
Yeah, I wrote that down on my notes to ask you about during bit season because it was a vague.
It was
a vague allusion to you having everyone mad at you.
Well, I couldn't remember if I mentioned that on the air before. I think maybe I just told Eric or something off air. But yes, I've been getting recognized everywhere. Uh-huh. Okay. I don't know what it is. Nothing's changed. I think what's changed is that our ratings right now are through the roof. Yeah. Okay. And I think it's because the Commanders, obviously, football season. There's a lot of excitement. Yeah. If you guys, there's been more proof than ever that talking sports and having a good football team is good for business because our ratings are great and it's all completely connected to the Commanders and just more interest being in on the show, which is great. Like, we are, everyone's excited. We're feeling good about it.
Makes our job easier.
Less pressure on us.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why that just more people are checking out the TV show.
Uh huh.
Or just maybe a coincidence. I don't know. But I'm telling you, like, the majority of the time, it's an embarrassing situation because I'm with my kids.
Okay.
So and I'm trying to control my kids publicly.
So you have your kids at Costco.
It's the three of us. We go to the Costco.
That is daddy daughter bonding time.
There's a lot of daddy daughter bonding time, but I'm a big Costco guy. I love Costco. It's one of my joys in life. Okay. And as sad as that sounds.
God, that is so damn depressing.
But I always have fond memories of it because my dad used to take me to Costco a lot.
And your dad is famous for his $1.50 hot dogs.
Well, everybody likes $1.50. But I have a bunch of brothers and a sister, and he never took them. Like, it was our thing, right?
He only took you to Costco.
Yeah. Probably because I'm the only one that said I'd go. I'm guessing. But I never remember going to Costco with my other brothers. So I'm at Costco, and at Costco they have bigger carts, and I can fit both the toddlers in the child's seat in the front.
Uh-huh.
A lot of like grocery stores you can't do. There's only one. Right? So, but Tinsley doesn't want to go in there. She keeps saying, walk, walk, walk. Well, I can't let her walk at Costco because it's just not going to work.
She'll end up getting lost, or she'll get hurt. From the huge jars of peanut butter that could fall on her head.
I almost exclusively go to Costco on Saturdays at like 11 a.m. It's like a circus.
Yeah, that's the worst possible time to go.
So sometimes, look, I'm just trying to learn how to be a dad. I don't know all the right answers and all the right situations. And so she's having a fit the other day, and I just say...
A fit in the store?
Yes, in Costco, because I said, you can't walk.
What section?
The tool section. Okay.
That's good parenting because there's a lot of sharp objects. There's a lot of things that could hurt your daughter.
No. We went to the tool section. We did a hard right because like in front of everyone by the clothing, she was having a full on meltdown. So I dragged her into the tool aisle where nobody really was.
All right.
And I let her have her meltdown. On the floor at Costco, flailing,
dirty,
kicking.
Dirty floor.
So dirtiest floor, but that was the least of my concerns. Okay, literally just screaming.
Loud screeches.
She's 2 years old, not even, it'll be three in October. Stomping feet, flailing, like on her back on the floor at Costco. And I'm like, oh God, like this is so embarrassing. But at some point I'm like, I'm going to try this out. Let her see if I can get her just to get it out of her system. Because whatever I'm trying to get her to get into the cart is not working.
Uh-huh.
So,
you know what my parents used to do to me? I used to be a troubled child like that.
Yeah.
I used to cause a bunch of trouble and make my parents' lives just a living hell.
Would they take you out to the car and whoop you right there?
Oh, that's if I was really bad. Yeah. If I was really bad, I used to go with my mom and my brother all the time when mom had to do shopping. Dad's probably home getting drunk. All right. But if I was really bad, mom would go tell dad how bad I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you got your whooping. But
I forget, what did you get spanked with?
Fly swatter,
yeah.
That was mom's weapon of choice.
Mm-hmm.
But in order for mom to keep the peace in the store, she would just leave me.
Oh, abandon you.
Oh, yeah. She would leave me.
Well, yeah, okay. You can do that when they're a little older. I can't do that.
I know, but right. It's just such a show. But like I used to run around James Way and, mm-hmm. and Kmart. And you never hide in the racks of clothes?
Oh, yeah.
In like the women's section? The women's dresses would drop to the ground.
You just hide
in there?
You know what? That's a core memory, Valdez. I love hiding in clothes. Why do kids love hiding in clothes? Because it's like a mini fort.
Yeah, it's a mini fort.
It's always women's clothes because you're with your mommy.
Yeah. And you could, and the dresses were so long that you could hide in the middle and not be spotted.
Right.
All right. And then
the silky pajamas, the gowns.
Yeah. The nightgown. Yeah. I was big in the nightgown section. All right. And so, well, my mom would just know that I would be hiding in there when she couldn't find me. And she'd be too embarrassed to go to the front and say, Matthew George Myers, please come to the front desk. Matthew George Myers, please. Your mother's looking for you. All right.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, it has. Yeah.
I think I've had to page my parents before.
And so my mom finally figured out that's what I would do is I'd go hide in the dresses when she wasn't looking.
She's poking her head in the thing.
Yeah. It looked like Medusa. I'd be so scared. And so she just figured out which racks I would be in all the time. And she would stand right next to her. She would go, Matthew, where are you? And then my brother would be right there, and she would go, Michael, we can't find Matthew. I think we're just going to have to leave him here. All right. Then you hear the squeaky wheels of the cart go away, and I would start sobbing uncontrollably in the middle of the clothes.
That's pretty messed up.
And then she'd find me.
That is pretty messed up. First, your mom calls you Matthew, or she did?
Yes.
I hated that name.
So did I.
Right.
But she would call me Matthew. Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, my parents didn't call me that. I always felt so uncomfortable with the name Matthew. Yeah, Matt's fine, but...
No, but... She would call me. She would tell me that she was leaving me right outside of the clothes rack that I was hiding. And then I would pop out sobbing. And then I would follow her like a puppy dog.
Well, I told you before, I'm pretty sure I've told you that what my mom would do when I was bad or I was misbehaving.
Yeah, she would take you to the police station.
If you haven't listened, that is like one of the most dramatic things somebody could go through. Literally drop me off at the curb, open the door, kick me out, and say, go turn yourself in. Mr. Belsito's waiting for you. It was the town cop that we knew. And then I'd get to the door and she'd honk her horn and go, get back in here. So Tinsley's screaming. Mm-hmm. I pick her up. I finally start I get her enough to get back in the car and she's just sobbing.
Are you picking her up mid scream or you're letting the scream go out and then I was trying to let
the scream like her burn all her energy out. And then, but she's still sobbing. And then this guy comes up to me, hey, Drab, how's it going? I'm like, God damn it. I'm like,
What is she screaming about?
She wanted in the cart. Like anything they say.
Sorry,
she didn't want it in the cart.
Yeah, she wanted it.
Anything,
to walk.
Nothing they say makes sense anymore. Like their demands, the things they flail and kick about. But it's a lot of fun, but it's also just. I mean, just mental grind.
So this guy was literally waiting for you to get done, waiting your children out to come up and say,
yes, I'm 100% sure. Like he had stalked me out, but every time it seems like 90% of the time I get recognized, it's with my kids who are climbing out of the being 2 year olds. And it's just, I look like the worst dad ever, but I'm trying.
Hey, do you apologize to the listeners?
I always say sometimes.
Hey, I'm saying, man, yes. this parent thing is hard.
Yeah. But it's also like, they'll be with their kid who's super quiet and well behaved.
He has like a homework book that he's studying as he's at the store.
My kids they're just dominating me right now. I'm sleeping on the floor in their bedroom, not sleeping. I'm having to fake sleep. They are kids are so good at manipulating you. Like if you give them an inch, they will take it.
You said you were letting them scream throughout the night. I've learned that about you a lot recently. That you're all bluster. You're all talk.
I'm all talk. I go back in there and try to calm them down. I should do what my... Did I ever tell you what my dad used to do at bedtime? That he would go... If we wouldn't stay in our bed, he would go into his... I don't really know why. He had a robe, okay? And like maybe had a couple robes, but they were like robes that had belts on them. But like string cotton belts, like part of the robe.
Yeah,
right?
And yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So when we wouldn't stay in bed, he would go into his closet, take out the ropes from the belt. I'm not even making this up. This is
he would tie
us to the bedpost, hands over my head like this,
like you're on the rack
like I am in medieval times. Yes, like I'm getting whipped or chained or something like that. Hands over the bed, tie both arms, and then we would have to sit there sobbing.
Dreb looks like Roots. He's got his arms over his head tied up.
Yeah, it's 100%. It's one to each arm, to each bedpost, and then he would come back in, I'm assuming, in the middle of the night or an hour later and take off after we sobbed ourselves to sleep.
Drab is like the movie Casino. Where Sharon Stone ties her daughter to the bedroom so she can go Nikki Santoro and do mounds of coke.
Very close to that. So I am feeling good about getting all the AEDs. It's just if you see me with my kids, it's fine. But just know that I'm embarrassed. If you see me and my kids
Just know I'm trying. What was the pool thing though? Speaking of your kid embarrassing you.
So that wasn't this past weekend. I was Mr. Mom. I know nobody cares about my kids, but I was Mr. Mom all weekend.
I think guys can relate to you. Maybe dads can
who have young kids, or they did have young kids. But generally speaking, you don't feel for other people and their kids. But my wife... It was back to school night on Friday or something, right? Uh-huh. And so she texts me at like 5 o'clock or calls. I'd already picked up the kids and says, "Us teachers want to go out."
Oh,
okay. So she went out with her teachers from her school to One Loudon.
Oh.
I don't even know what time she came home. The bars were long closed. Okay.
All I know is teachers get loaded.
Right. Yes. It's a fun group.
It's a fun
gas.
I have a lot of thoughts on teachers.
I'd love to hear them. So she comes, of course, so she's hungover the next day, right?
Yeah.
This is Labor Day weekend, college football. I watched like 5 minutes of Colorado TCU. Everyone else
was the greatest game in the world.
I know, because I'm just such a pushover sometimes. Oh,
and also, it was the most beautiful day in the world.
I know.
You know how many people were sitting out on patios with TVs out at like a brewery or a restaurant?
Everyone had
having a beer at 12 o'clock while watching a game on an outdoor patio when it's 80 degrees and no humidity.
Everyone.
It was the most perfect day in the world.
Everyone had a great Labor Day. All right. Okay. Everyone else had a great Labor Day. Now, look, some of these things you have to give up when you become a parent, of course, right?
Yeah.
Like you have responsibilities. But my wife was hungover on Saturday, absolutely useless. So I take the reins. I'm running the show all day Saturday. We're doing the Costco trip. Yeah. We're going to the pool.
It's Drab's day.
Then Saturday night, or maybe early Sunday, she's got the flu all of a sudden. She's sick. Oh, yeah. She's sick for the next 48 hours.
Oh. And
somehow magically until Monday night.
That's called the 30s hangover.
Dude, I got so f***ed this weekend. I spent Friday night until Tuesday morning.
Hey, when'd you get a third kid?
I know. There's also been talk of that. I've been trying to shut it down. Like, yeah, I got nothing else to give. Like, I'm bending over here. Like, I've got nothing left.
You got no time. You got no patience. You got no energy.
The only redeeming quality of this weekend was that I was at the pool, right?
All right. The last hurrah.
The last hurrah, packed. And there were all these other moms out there and ladies telling me what a great dad I was. Just pumping me up.
Have those silly bikinis hiding their C-section scars.
Milson bikinis, grandmas, the lifeguards. I mean, I was just the king of
By the way, it's Labor Day pool.
Oh, my God.
It's actually bigger than Memorial Day opening.
It was packed.
It's the last opportunity to show off your and show off your bikini. And
well, I think it's mostly to make your kids happy.
Yeah, that too.
But I'm looking for, yeah, so it was, there were so many people there. I'm out there for hours and hours getting sunburned, getting the skin cancer like Jimmy Buffett.
Your last chance to do a cookout.
Yeah. I do. I mean, Labor Day is silly. You sleep on.
It's slept on.
You know, it actually might be one of the better holidays because of the college football, like the 3 days of college football.
It's like Memorial Day, but with better sports and less patriotism. Yes.
Even though whoever booked Clemson Duke on Monday night football on Monday night should be fired. Why Duke would ever, ironically, they won, but like it was such a dud matchup. It should be, you know, you got to have like LSU.
I always remember like Alabama playing Virginia Tech on a Labor Day weekend. Yes. I think that was a game. Texas would play like Washington.
Boise played Virginia Tech that one year at FedEx Field.
Yeah.
And they won. I don't know, just something about Duke playing. I don't know, just figured it should have been Clemson and somebody else, but whatever. 3 days of college football. Labor Day is a silly holiday. Again, is it a union thing?
I don't know.
I literally don't know what Labor Day is.
I don't know, but I just like on Tuesday morning news, they were doing like Joe Biden talks about jobs. And I go, oh, that must be for Labor Day.
I have no idea. I appreciate the holiday. It's just a summer's last hurrah.
You know what I like to think it is? Right. It's a countrywide thank you to those in the workforce.
I guess, but it's also kind of sucks because every place is closed.
Yeah,
you know, you can't do any of your shopping or anything like that. But I do. We sleep on Labor Day.
We do.
We sleep on.
I totally agree.
Not the holiday and what it means, because I still don't. But
but we have no idea what the holiday means. But we appreciate having that 3 day weekend.
Fun should be a fun weekend if your wife's not in bed all weekend. Yeah. Right.
Yes.
And it's not 98 degrees outside. All right. Speaking of Jimmy Buffett, Valdez.
Oh, the pool. You never told me why your kids shut down the pool.
Yeah. This was a couple weeks ago. This is actually a couple weeks ago. We took him to the big silly pool. I try to keep him usually contained to like the one right across the street from my house because it's just a little pool and I have
tiny,
more control. I was feeling froggy and I took him to the big silly pool.
Okay.
With all kinds of like, I don't know, ramps and it's fountains and, you know.
There's like places to sit inside. Yeah.
Yeah, all that kind
slides,
of stuff.
Slides, maybe.
So we're there for like 20, 30 minutes maybe. And I give my kids the same speech every time. And they don't, you know, they're not listening. I say, no running. Because I'm trying to beat that into them because they just run everywhere at the pool. And I say, no poo-poo. No, do not go poo-poo in your pants. No poo-poo. Because I don't know if you know this or not about Valdez, but when you take a duty in a diaper and then the diaper is wet,
the duty gets soggy.
I mean, it is revolting, and it goes everywhere. It just turns into like the Burning Man mud. Okay, like just so soggy and disgusting. It gets everywhere.
It's like Diplo.
Yes. It gets very sandy. It's revolting.
Like Chris Rock wearing goggles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got duty all over their faces.
I tell them, no poo poo, no poo poo. And they say, okay, daddy. And then they repeat the rules.
Yeah,
and then we also say, no fighting, no biting, no hitting, no screaming, no yelling, too. All right. Those are all, I make those repeat to me. That doesn't work, but that's kind of what we're working on.
All right.
That's for anywhere we go. We say that. We're in the pool, we're having fun, but they don't know how to swim. Clearly, they don't even know how to bob around in water. They're just taking in water all the time. They're swallowing the water.
They're just getting splashed.
I keep saying, close your mouth, close your mouth. They don't. They're just,
daddy.
Yeah, just taking it in. And I constantly say, take a break. Come over here, take a break. Somehow, a couple weeks ago, at the silly pool, my toddler simultaneously puke in the pool. And it wasn't just like,
was it water puke or was this
it was chunky. And hey, is that vomit? The lifeguard saw it before me.
Uh-huh.
Because I was, I don't know, dragging him across the pool or something. I didn't see what happened. But there's just a pile of vomit in the pool. And
it's
like,
just floating around.
And again, I didn't really.
Like a lily pad.
Yes. I'm like, it wasn't that much. And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, I can't tell. Yeah. Might be spit up. And he goes, everyone out of the pool.
Clear the pool.
I go, what? I didn't think vomit was that big of a deal. Duty, yeah, I understand. Duty,
yeah, we all learn from Caddyshack, duty.
Yes, big deal. Pee-pee, nobody notices, yeah. Whatever. I'm like, what? And he goes, everyone out of the pool. Pool's closed. Pool's closed. And everyone turns their head and looks at me with these two kids.
You're in there and you're going.
So me, I'm sure. And he goes, there's vomit in the pool. And I got my two kids. We're surrounded. We got vomit in front of us. And it's like, you know, when the screeching halt and everyone's looking at you. And I hear a, you got to be kidding me. And he goes, pool's closed for 2 hours.
Oh, no.
Everyone, you don't got to go home, but you got to
get out of here.
You got to get out of the water.
Oh,
and
no.
Everyone, I like.
Were you here? Did you hear groaning,
yes,
from people out,
yes,
there?
Everyone was
exiting
groaning.
I heard a
thanks for coming. Because we were there for like 10, 15 minutes or so. It wasn't even that long. Like, we ruined the afternoon. Mid-August, whatever it was, pool day, and everyone was wrecked. And it was like 4 o'clock.
And then one of the dads came up to you and say, hey, Trav, a big fan.
Yeah, it may have happened that day, too. So you can't vomit in the pool. And then I got Tinsley out of the pool after they were puking, and I go, oh, you also crapped your pants. You're supposed to tell me. I said no poo-poo. And it's just... And so then I take him to the car, where walk of shame, the ultimate walk of shame.
Yeah.
And then somehow duty gets all over the back of the car.
No.
It was a hell of a day, but so I'm actually thankful that for pool season.
it's
a lot of work.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
And by the way, how long are they there for? It can't be more than an hour.
No, we do hour. I time it up perfectly where I get there. Right at the top of the hour, we stay for 50 minutes.
And then Adult Swim.
Hey, guys, they're shutting the pools closing. Let's go.
Oh,
yeah. That only worked for this year. I'm sure next year they'll figure it out. But
yeah. All right, but we're talking about Jimmy Buffett.
Yes, Jimmy Buffett. I mentioned him.
Hey, I was thinking about this when he died. You know how, like, when John Madden died, everyone said he's the most universally liked man in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no... You can't find a single person who hates John Madden.
Right.
I don't think there's a single person who hates Jimmy Buffett.
I think, well, I didn't know that people didn't like his music until this week.
Well,
like,
don't people understand, like, what Jimmy Buffett's music is? It's basically summertime drinking music.
Right.
It's boat music. It's beach bar music. It's sandbar music.
You know, Jimmy Buffett is a genius. And I don't
know. Of
course
he is.
Like, know how he was the one to figure it out and to make it so it clicked with everyone. But all people do is sit around and dream about sitting under a palm.
Palm frond and drinking,
having a drink.
Frozen concoction.
It's sitting on a beach somewhere, right?
Some beach somewhere.
But how is he the only one that really has capitalized on it?
You're right. Who is... I can't name
you... There should be a whole genre.
No, yeah. I can't name you a single artist that monopolizes the beach music like Jimmy Buffett.
Now, some of them dabble their toes, like Kenny Chesney does it.
At the end of the day,
he's just a country.
He's country. He's doing a song with Kelsey Ballerini about playing high school football in Texas.
If you got Hawaiian music, but Hawaiian music stinks.
Yeah,
it's fine, but it's
ukulele's nubs instrument.
Right, it's a nubs instrument. You can't really get behind that.
No,
he had a guitar.
Yeah.
There's a huge job opening right now.
Yeah.
Am I right?
You're right.
Lifestyle music.
Beach bum music.
Yes. 100%. I mean, the guy figured it out. Now, everyone just dreams about, especially, like, I was thinking about this. Did Jimmy Buffett have any crossover appeal to, like, other cultures? Do blacks get sized for Jimmy Buffett? Do Hispanics get sized
Asians.
For him? Because really,
because it's just, to be honest with you, it's just white people just love the beach.
White people love the beach, but I think black people love the beach, right?
Right.
But they aren't listening to Jimmy. But what are
black people listening to on the beach?
It sounds like a dumb question. Like, what are, say, 40 to 50-year-old, like, parents, African-Americans listening to at the beach?
I don't know. Maybe they don't listen to music on the beach.
Are they listening? Is there, you know what? There should be, like, a black guy comes out with...
Bob Marley.
Oh, Bob Dawg. Okay. Bob Marley. Okay.
You
zoned me. Okay. Yeah, pretty famous island vibe guy. Yeah.
Right. Just pwned.
All right. Did Jimmy Buff have any crossover with other cultures? I don't think he did.
I don't think he did either.
So I felt like it was a monumental loss in my life.
Uh-huh.
I never even computed that Jimmy Buffett would die someday. Like, I just had never thought about it.
Right.
Like, it will bum me. When Michael Jordan dies, I think about that all the time. That's going to bum me out, right? That's going to be a sad day. Someone from my childhood died.
You're going to tell your daughters are going to wonder why you're so sad that day. And then Sarah's going to have to explain to them Michael Jordan and the impact he had on your life.
Right. Someday, you know, if I'm still alive, like, Leonardo DiCaprio will pass away from old age. Okay. Okay. Maybe Tom Hanks. Okay. Someone like that. And you're like going to be like, damn, man, that guy lived a great life. What a star.
Yeah.
Good guy. Uh-huh. But I just had never thought that Jimmy Buffett was going to die. I didn't even realize he was 76 years old.
I didn't really...
That's pretty old for...
It is pretty old, but it's still young.
Young for... I also respect guys. If I ever get cancer, Valdez, you'll never know about it.
That's what I love.
Going down the Jimmy Buffett,
Chadwick Boseman, the silent type.
The silent... I want to surprise everyone.
Yeah.
Can't do a big ring the bell, look at me. Right?
Right.
Because...
it's a weird road you're going down, but I agree with you. I like dying in silence.
I want to die in silence. I want the respect of battling something and nobody
on my
knew about
own.
It. Yes.
Yeah.
Right? With dying with dignity. It's obviously screwed up, but I respect Jimmy Buffett for battling, because he was out there.
I also like the fact
he wasn't taking a big swim in Lake Mee, right? He was going out there. He was
not swim in Lake Mee, a body surf.
That's
what you do at the beach, is a body surf.
Big body surfer in Lake Mee. And he's out there performing this summer a couple times.
I also like... the man synonymous with summer got skin cancer.
I know. Summer ended with the death of Jimmy Buffett. Yeah. I saw that.
I know. I saw all that. It's how apropos for him to die on September 1st.
I like that more than Bob Barker lived to 99 years old. Yeah, didn't.
One short of 100.
Right.
Yeah.
I got size for Jimmy Buffett.
Who is going to take over? Who's going to take over Beach Bum Rock? Because you said the job's up for grabs.
Yeah, I think it is.
One of these bands that had cachet, like in the 90s and 2000s, mm-hmm. that, you know, people our age are familiar with,
mm-hmm.
they'd be great candidates. Like the Gin Blossoms. They have a
They
sound.
Do, but they are not.
Do you know who I was thinking of?
Who?
It might be disrespectful to this person, friend of the show.
OAR.
OAR.
OAR could fill that void.
I really think they could.
They need to put out a beach album.
What they need to do is they need to announce on their the summer thing that they're doing, the summer concert down in Ocean City.
Yeah.
They need to announce, hey, We're going to play this one for Jimmy Buffett, all right? And then basically do an hour of Jimmy Buffett songs. And then everyone's going to say, man, that was so great. They are the new Beach Kings.
I think you might be onto some. I know who's not going to be the
Summer's next. Calling, I believe, is the name.
I know who's not going to be the next Beach King. Morgan Wallen. I can't believe you were at his concert on Saturday. Was it Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday night. It was the morning... everyone found out the news, unless you were up late on Friday.
How do you not sing a Jimmy Buffett song?
I would have bet.
If you are Morgan Wallen.
I would have bet my entire life savings he was going to do one Jimmy Buffett song.
How? That is called a missed opportunity.
Huge.
What is his tour manager doing, first of all?
You know what it is? It's I don't want to be synonymous with beach music.
You don't have to. A little tribute, but a tribute.
Trust me, I know.
You think it's hard to learn the lyrics to Margaritaville?
That's how you know he's not a good musician.
Okay, right?
Because he probably can't figure it out.
This is a dumb question. Does Morgan Wallen play guitar? I have no idea.
Yes,
he does.
Yes.
All right.
But it's a huge miss. Huge, huge miss.
You could have had 90,000 people.
I was ready for it.
I know. Singing along, and everybody, obviously, you're going to know the words.
Yeah.
I actually disrespect Morgan Wallen.
So do I.
I'm a little bit Rick at him.
I am. He needs to make it up.
All right.
Hold on. So you like my OAR pitch.
I do like OAR.
And they need to do an hour set at Summer's Calling in honor of Jimmy Buffett to basically take hold of the throne.
I'm saying Kenny Chesney because he's already halfway there. Like his, if you listen to Channel 57 on Sirius,
which is one of my favorites. Yeah,
a lot of beach music there.
Yeah, toes in the water. He sings
a silly song with Willie Nelson called "Coconut Tree." I daydream whenever it comes on. I get sized for that song. So I'll say Kenny Chesney, younger artist. I'm not really sure. Do young people like the beach music?
I don't know. This is what I don't like. I don't like kids. And this is, we're going to sound old. Mm-hmm. Like, why are kids at the beach, like in their 20s, playing like techno and hardcore rap?
I don't
hip hop.
Everyone's trying to be hard when they're young. We both did it.
You should be relaxing. You should have relaxing tunes.
Could anyone go on tour? You know how, like, who's the guy from The Voice, Adam Lambert? Who did he replace?
The guy from Queen.
Queen. All right. So when Queen rebooted,
yeah,
they just plugged. Can there be someone stand in with the Coral Reefers?
Okay. So basically, yeah,
like it's just some fake Jimmy Buffett.
Fake Jimmy Buffett. I see. Yeah. Yeah. There's got to be a fake Jimmy Buffett out there,
or just like an old singer that's not really relevant anymore. That goes out there, like,
you know,
like Rick Ashley.
Yes.
Right?
Like Rickroll guy.
Yeah, the Rickroll guy. Like, he's still out. Couldn't he just put a Hawaiian shirt on and just join the Coral Reefers?
Probably.
Yeah, something like that, and just be the next. So you could still say, you know, you hear in the music and you go to the concerts and that you just hear Jimmy Buffett songs.
Yeah. All right, what about this guy? Never mind, he's dead.
Who?
I was going to say the guy from Blues Traveler.
Is he dead?
I thought he was. Tom Popper?
Popper, yeah.
John Popper.
John Popper's not dead.
He's not?
No.
No.
No, no.
Well, maybe I thought he was. That'd be a great gig for him.
I saw that Blues Traveler or John Popper had like one of the most. Oh, no, no. I get Meatloaf and John Popper.
Well, they're kind of the same.
I get them so confused.
Yeah, John Popper is dead. I was going to say that's a void he could take.
Is Meatloaf dead?
Yes, Meatloaf is dead.
Okay. To me,
don't you remember Meatloaf?
They're the exact same person.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they look alike, but for some reason they're
What did you think of two things related to the show and Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
What did you think of Eric's knowledge of Jimmy Buffett and then also basically putting Smash Mouth ahead of Jimmy Buffett on the rock totem pole?
Oh, there's another thing that you could add to that from the Junkies this week of JP asking if Jimmy Buffett got a piece of the Margaritaville pie. Maybe. And I wish we would have had the dunce cap at that time. One of the most
iconic brands.
No, I was going to say idiotic statements ever made on the Junkies. And there's been a lot of dumb ones. He is Margaritaville. Yeah. There's no, what do you mean? Does he get a slice of the pie? Of course. EB's lack of knowledge, having no file, as Danny Rea likes to say, on Jimmy Buffett. I actually think, looking back on it now, he was doing a bit.
Because you can't just, you can't be that stupid.
I think Eric thinks it's cool not to know who some people are. I don't know. Jason does the same thing, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and Jason I've been noticing that.
You said that last week with Jason doing, not knowing who was.
Anything nerdy? WWE wrestler.
Right. But Jimmy Buffett's not nerdy.
No, he's not.
I mean, maybe. Maybe the parrot head thing is.
It's like kind of corny.
Maybe kind of corny, so he's just too cool for that. But you can't say I'm a country music guy.
Yeah, I know. You can't have one without the other.
And then not pretend not to know what 5 o'clock somewhere is. And pretend like you've never heard the song. Or actually have never heard the song. I looked it up. 5 o'clock somewhere was ranked as the number 3 hot country song of the decade from the 2000s.
How many streams do you think it has on Spotify?
I don't know.
I'll tell you in 1 second.
Now, look, some of those songs, like Jimmy Buffett doesn't have a ton of streams for Spotify. Because I was looking at his music earlier this week, because all the people that listen to Jimmy Buffett are all 50 and above for the most part.
It's got close to 500 million.
All right, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But if you look at like anything like Taylor Swift, like they're going to be billions.
Yeah.
Such a smash it. Also, we sleep on Alan Jackson.
Yeah, we do.
Is Alan Jackson a man's man?
He might be.
That guy, wasn't he like built like a brick S house?
He's one of the most, mustache, blonde. He's one of the most handsome men I've ever seen in my life.
Like he's a real cowboy. Yeah. Deep, just a deep baritone voice.
Yeah, I feel like if you cross him, he'll rope you up.
People were joking on us because they kept saying that we were only playing the Alan Jackson part of 5 o'clock somewhere.
I couldn't get to the other part. Yeah. There's an ASCAP rules, people.
Well, you could have started.
I could have started it later. Well, no, but they kept saying play the song.
I actually cried in the car this week. I wept a little bit when I was listening to Come Monday.
Really?
Yeah, hearing that voice and knowing that we'll never hear him sing live again, and it's kind of a sad song.
Do you don't you feel like you could write a beach song?
No. You think you could?
Definitely. Well, I consider myself the beach man.
All right, so you're going to sing about Ocean City. It would be a song about this.
Yeah, but you just pick up, this is what you do. If you want to make a hit beach bum Jimmy Buffett song,
mm-hmm.
you just fixate. You fixate on something that is at the beach that everyone can relate to.
All right, the sound of the waves.
Yeah, something like that. Or this something like the sand's burning my foot. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Well, I want to hear.
I was stung by a jet. This is my beach song.
Okay.
All right. I can't sing very well, so hold your horses.
Okay.
All right. Something along the lines of
I'm ready.
Getting stung by the jellyfish, but then numbing your pain away at the beach bar.
It's got to be about drinking, obviously.
Yes, obviously. So you're stung by the jellyfish, and then you ease your pain with Cuervo or something along those lines. I'm on to something. Don't think I'm not.
Hey, you know what? Actually, maybe I'm completely wrong on this. You know one thing I respect Jimmy Buffett's music about? Even though he sang island music, he didn't use a lot of steel drums.
That's called cultural appropriation.
I feel like steel drums is an easy way out.
To hide your voice.
Yeah, to like hide like crappy music or something like that.
Have you ever been to a Jimmy Buffett concert?
No, I never saw him. He was at Bristow.
$10 billion.
Did you see that he played at Meriwether Post Pavilion for 45 years, and he performed there 48 times in 45 years. He's the most ever at Meriwether Post.
I didn't know that.
So I'm guessing he just played them back-to-back a lot of times.
And do you think parrot heads are the most fun group to be around? Like, because so you have parrot heads, mm-hmm. you have dead heads, You have actually Kenny Chesney. You have No Shoes Nation.
Yeah.
No Shoes Nation.
What about Juggalos?
Juggalos are different.
Uh-huh.
All right.
What are some
Swifties, I guess.
Oh, Swifties, yeah.
Bayhive.
Those aren't fun to me.
No. Those are not fun. Those are rigorous.
Those are demon.
Yeah, demon people.
Yeah.
Spawns of Satan. Parrotheads might be.
Did you say deadheads?
I said deadheads.
Yeah. Deadheads are, of any of those, deadheads just not my scene. I'm not a hippie. Don't want to do LSD or acid or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't want to do drugs that I think I'll freak out on.
Yeah, I have no interest in that. I would never, ever, no offense if you're into that music, go to like a Fish concert.
You know what? Although Jimmy Buffett's kind of jam banny, but I don't want a song to last for 26 minutes.
No, because that's it. I don't even like instruments. I just want to hear you sing. I don't want to hear the freaking drummer go on for 20 minutes doing his own thing or bring out the sax player.
Yeah. All right. Doesn't Dave Matthews have like a whole culture too?
Yeah. I don't know what they're called.
I don't know what they're called, but I think he has a whole culture.
I don't really know of any band group that I'd want to hang out with.
I can't think of any either.
Also,
you don't like music.
I don't really like music. I'm sure we're missing tons and tons of traveling, just big concert fans. Because it's not even the biggest artist. Like, Dave Matthews is not a big artist as far as, like, having hits on the radio.
No, bro. It's the culture and the environment and the camaraderie.
Right.
Of all the other fans.
Right.
It's basically the Almost Famous movie.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Parrotheads. I got nothing against Parrotheads.
Nothing against Parrotheads.
I saw, you know, CK said he didn't like, said he's overrated. I saw this guy saying it's just for a bunch of, Jimmy Buffett's just for a bunch of hicks from Nebraska and Iowa who are dreaming of the beach and stuff like that. And I just don't think that's accurate, first of all. I mean, people in Florida like Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
Also, there's a reason
why people want to live around water.
Key West has lost its two biggest celebrities this year, Jimmy Buffett and Mike Leach. Both lovable, absolutely lovable, bigger than life characters from Key West, Florida, lived in Key West.
Everyone I knew had that yellow Jimmy Buffett CD.
That's the only album I knew of Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it. One of them is called like Songs You Don't Know By Heart. I don't think that's the name of that one, but
just everyone had that yellow CD cover
with the red
writing on it.
That's the only one that I listened to. I know all
the songs.
Why Don't We Get Drunk and Screw?
Yeah. Volcano.
Pencil Thin Mustache. He Went to Paris. I think Cheeseburgers in Paradise is number one.
And Margaritaville's on it.
Is the number one track on that album.
Uh-huh. Hey, how was Cakes the only one that knew what the cheeseburger had on it?
I don't know. because JP and EB weren't into him. And Lurch, I don't know.
Doesn't everyone know Heinz 57, French fried potato? Everyone knows that.
It is a fun song, but I've been so kind of removed from it for a while. EB said it was kind of a corny song.
It is kind of corny song.
And I'm like, yeah, it kind of is, but whatever. I liked it.
At some point, you can't do all of your songs about booze. You have to have some sort of food. to soak up the booze. Yeah.
They weren't the greatest, necessarily the greatest lyrics of all time.
No.
But you know what? I saw something on Instagram, and I watched the entire video of Taylor Swift, who people say is the greatest songwriter of all time.
Yeah.
And it listed 7 or 8 different songs that she sang where she rhymes cars with bars. Every song it was talking about sitting in her car or then going to a bar. She's not that great either.
No. But one more observation, I guess, about Jimmy Buffett and particularly how it correlates to the show is, and this is what I don't understand, is that all of Jimmy's songs, like, not all of them, I would say 90% of Jimmy's songs revolve around alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one alcoholic on the show has no file on any of their songs about alcohol.
Why wouldn't he like that music?
I don't know.
Awesome.
All Eric wants to do in life is sit on the beach with his beach masters,
yes,
and blend drinks together out down at the Outer Banks. That goes hand in hand.
Let me ask
with
you,
Jimmy Buffett's songs.
What did Eric Bickle listen to at the beach?
Great question.
Before he got on this,
before he got on his pop country kick. Yes, before he started listening to Why Two Country.
What is Eric? What kind of music does Eric like besides this?
I don't know.
Is he fond of the HFS era? Is he an HFS guy? Is he listening
to Linkin Park while he's on the beach? I can't think of a more depressing thing to do.
I think he knows and has heard of Jimmy Buffett and has listened to his music, and I think he was faking it on the show. I think he was pulling one over on us.
I think maybe at first he
wasn't that, but then to say like he hasn't heard Margaritaville, it's maybe the most covered song of all time. Or like when you go to a bar, every bar you've ever been to, someone singing.
I was in such a disbelief about Eric and Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
That I asked him during one of the breaks. I said, when he said, I don't know Margaritaville, I don't know. And I said, what was Jimmy Buffett searching for? And he goes, searching for? I don't know. Another drink? and that's when I knew he really didn't know anything about it. Everyone's heard that lyric before.
Of course. Hey, what do you make of Eric Bickle saying when Steve, what's his name? Harwell?
Oh, the lead singer for Smash Mouth. Steve something. I don't know how to it's Harwell.
When the Smash Mouth lead singer died of liver failure,
Steve Harwell
mocked him and said, was mocking him and saying, well, that's how you know you really got a drinking problem. As if everyone isn't a little bit concerned about Eric Bickle's drinking.
It has picked up. I'm more concerned with Eric Bickle saying Steve Harwell is more of a musical genius than Jimmy Buffett.
Well, that was just beyond insulting. Smash Mouth was embarrassing to listen to then.
Yes.
Nobody's a Smash Mouth fan. Like, there are Nickelback fans. He compared it to Nickelback. Like,
there are actual people that go to the concerts.
Nobody is a Smash Mouth fan. Everybody knows the couple songs. What are they again? Walking on the Sun,
and the Shrek cover.
Yes, yeah, the Shrek cover. That's right.
Believer. I'm a believer.
Right. All perfectly fine songs as far as like background music.
This is what you do. If you go see Smash Mouth, you're going there to make fun of them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't go see Smash Mouth.
No, you go see them as a goof.
Like, kind of, yeah. You'd see them as a goof.
You're seeing them as a joke, as a goof.
But they're,
I'm going to scream the song when he starts singing it.
But nobody's like,
everyone shut up. I want to listen to Steve Harwell sing All Star.
But Smash Mouth, like, they wouldn't play at, because they couldn't play at Wolf Trap.
They couldn't even hold a crowd at Wolf Trap.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Smash Mouth could be at Wolf Trap if they were on a bill with all the other late 90s bands. Like, if you had Chumbawamba or whatever band.
Hey, you don't understand this. Chumbawamba is actually a silly band.
Okay, they might be. They might be, but they're pigeonholed.
Yeah, I know.
Macy's Playground?
Marcy's Playground.
Okay, whatever.
So your Sex and Candy. This is right up my alley. Right. Do you know
who else would be on
that? I'll tell you exactly who would be on that bill. All right. Your jaw's gonna drop. Bloodhound Gang.
Hey, if you don't think Bloodhound Gang, first of all, Bloodhound Gang, you just got me sized. I haven't thought of the Bloodhound Gang in many, many years. Also, one of my most listened to CDs of all time. I went through a phase, I don't know, 6th, 7th grade.
I bet you did.
I love the Bloodhound. Who doesn't love them?
Who doesn't love fire, water, burn.
The roof.
I know.
The roof. Poop. They have the poop poop ladder song. what's the animal song? Don't they have an animal song?
I forget.
I think it's the Bad Touch.
Or is that the Butthole Surfers?
No, they have an animal song. It's been so long since I've thought about it.
That would be your holy trinity right there. Smash Mouth, Butthole Surfers, and Bloodhound Gang.
But yeah, they're on the same, like, with Lit. And
No, don't even.
All right, Lit. No, but Lit
is so much better than.
No, I love Lit. Yeah. But every Lit's not doing concerts, but it's Lit. Everclear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shinedown.
Shinedown, whatever. They're all on the same bill. I've seen those guys in concert. Yeah. They're all together. Maybe the Offspring headlines it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, Scott Stapp is playing in Leesburg tonight.
Also, why am I just finding out about that? I get a little bit sized.
Yeah, you want to have an impromptu bitty meetup.
I was a little offended when you said Smash Mouth is like Creed. They don't have any fans or something like that.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You said that earlier on the show this week, and then Cakes got offended and said, "I'm a Creed fan."
No. I'm saying. I said Creed. I didn't say there's no such thing as Creed fans. I said that.
Or are you comparing to Nickelback fans?
No, I said like you can't find out and about Creed fans. All Creed fans are closeted.
You know what's interesting about Creed is that if I hear one note of a Creed song,
I can name it in 5 seconds.
That's Creed.
Oh yeah.
I know they have a bunch of hits like Sacrifice, Higher,
My Own Prison.
What is another one? Arms Wide Open,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know which one is which. They all sound the same.
Exactly the same.
Yeah. I literally, until I hear the chorus, I have no idea which one of the songs that is. But I do like them.
Yeah, of course.
I do like them. All right. We got to take a break here. We've been going for 15 minutes, but we're going to take a very quick break, and then we come back. We got a new segment we want to tell you about.
We got a new segment, and then also we got to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink.
Yes.
Drav has some in his car.
I've been hoarding them from me,
so please bring those in. Don't Sleep supports Bit Season. They support me. They support Dravy. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use promo code BITTIES, BITTIES, for 10% off. Every order. It's actually Bit Season, not Bitties.
Yes, we changed it from Bitties to Bit Season just last week. So scratch that. It's Bit Season now.
Because that works for Amazon. It works for don'tsleepenergy.com. Use that promo code Bit Season for 10% off every order. That's not just your first order. It's every order. It's your second order, third, fourth, so on and so on. And follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. And when we come back, we'll debut our new segment.
All right. Be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season episode 97. When we went to break, we teased a special new segment for Bit Season, one we are very excited to start with the start of NFL football, college football underway, and the bad taste we've had in our mouth for the Junkies parlay.
Yeah, like a week ago, if you were listening to the Junkies, you may have heard Cakes point out that I was wearing a crab sweatshirt.
Yes.
And he was asking me about it.
You were the first. You were wearing a crab sweatshirt before I was.
I couldn't keep it in my pants. I got some new gear, and I wanted to rock it on the show. And the reason I got a new crab sweatshirt is because we have partnered up with Crab Sports. Now, what is Crab Sports, you ask? It's a local Maryland sports book. So everybody who listens to this, all you biddies who live in Maryland, it's time to download the Crab Sports app on your iPhone.
Use the Crab Sports browser on your computer. Look, wait, you want to support the show, help us support our sponsors.
Yes,
Crab Sports is aboard with us, and everything is above board. They are licensed by Maryland Gaming. They've acquired their license. So if you go to Crab Sports, you will see a special tab on the left-hand side of your browser and of the app of the Jumbo Lump Producer Parlay.
Yeah, we're fired up. So we're going to give out our picks every single week on Thursday. You'll hear it here, and we're going to lump it into a parlay on Crab Sports. Here's the great thing about it. The owner of Crab Sports, he's a P1 of the Junkies. He listens to the show. He lives in London part-time. He lives over here part-time. But he's a big fan of the show. He believes in Bit Season.
He's a fan of Bit Season. He loves our content, and he knows that the biddies are a loyal fan base.
So what you're going to do is you're going to sign up now with Crab Sports. You're going to be a part of our Jumbo Lump Parlay. Crab Sports wants you to remind you to play responsibly, though. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 years of age or older, of course. And yeah, it's a Maryland local sports book. So look, they're aiming for a piece of the pie over there.
Yeah, they know that they don't have the ammo to compete with the DraftKings and FanDuels of the world, but they know that if they just market themselves to Maryland, all things Maryland, like Jimmy Seafood, like Bit Season, that maybe they can get a piece of the pie, and we're doing our part to help them along.
And they're aiming for the best localized betting experience. So at least try them out, give them a shot.
Yeah, you know,
Crab Sports.
You wanted to deposit $100 to go bet on some of the NFL games this weekend instead of using some of the big dogs. Why don't you just try out Crab Sports?
Yeah, so we're very excited, and we got a Jumbo Lump Producer Parlay. Valdez, who do you like?
I am taking Nebraska plus 3.5.
You're anti-Deion.
Hey, I am
Hey, are you a racist?
I am not anti-Deion. By the way, have you noticed that's the undertone?
I'm not. There seems to be some of that.
No, I think TCU's defense is garbage. You know, no one's talking about the fact that they gave up 42 points.
I know. You keep hearing about Travis Hunter, the amazing DB.
The amazing cornerback. And then whoopsie-daisy, they scored 42 on him.
Right.
So I'm giving one more shot to Nebraska before I jump off the Matt Rhule train. I think Matt Rhule is a hell of a better coach and will be much more prepared against Deion and whatever TCU threw at them, because that was a joke of a defense.
I actually like that play. The black shirts, Valdez aren't going to let Deion and his son score 40-something points on them. I just can't see that happening. Even though
I love the fact that the line keeps going down, and you heard it on the Junkies today that everyone and their mother is betting on Deion and Colorado.
Yeah.
That makes me so happy.
All right. Well, we'll see if you're happy on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm as sharp as a crab claw.
Valdez, I'm taking Texas A&M minus 4.5 against the Hurricanes. Another, matchup of big universities that maybe they're shining.
That'll
the
be a shootout.
I love Texas A&M. I've got some weird fascination with Texas A&M every year.
You know what it is? Drab loves Colts. And we all know the 12th man is a cult.
I don't know. I think if I had an SEC team, it might be Texas A&M for sure. They're loaded at wide receivers.
Do you
Look
know
out
my
for
cousin
kid.
Went to Texas A&M?
I did not.
Yes. He I believe he got a master's in economics and mathematics. I think he teaches somewhere in Charleston, South Carolina. The Dream teaches math. He's a math professor.
Are you going to see him next week when you're gone for an entire week to South Carolina?
No, because everyone knows that Charleston is but far from Hilton Head.
No, I tell you who didn't know. Drab. So it's close to Kiowa?
Closer to Kiowa, okay. Yes. Yes.
All right. More importantly,
why the Aggies why Nebraska is
because
gonna
the
hit.
Aggies have four NFL wide receivers on their roster. Their breakout star Noah Thomas, who I was talking about all in fantasy circles this summer with my college fantasy teams. Nobody knew who he was. He scored three touchdowns last week. He's an absolute stud. So look out for him. And the Hurricanes just don't have the firepower to keep up with the Aggies.
And the best part about this is that, like you said, the Jumbo Lump Parlay is boosted. It is boosted to plus 325. So if you put $100 on it, you'll get back $325. I think if it was any normal scenario on any normal sports book, it would be like 2.65 to 1. So you're getting some good value there, and it's all for junkies and bit season listeners at Crab Sports.
All right, so check them out, crabsports.com, or you can download the app on iPhone. But we're pretty excited. We'll do a mini segment with that throughout the football season.
That was your first taste.
And congratulations to those guys for launching up a pretty cool site and business. So Crab Sports, check them out. And we'll be rocking their gear on the junkies as well. Actually, they have a great merch section.
Yeah, they do. They got a great logo.
All right, Valdez. Did you know that the diarrhea on the plane was from a woman?
You know what? I read that the other day.
Because Danny Ruye has a connection.
He does.
And a friend of his was telling him about it.
I didn't know if that was real or fake news.
Can I say that I knew you were doing a bit when you said it was a dog? You were just doing a zig bit.
What do you mean?
I mean, it was clearly a human.
I had heard that theory or read that theory somewhere, and I subscribed to it. That's all. Nobody knew anything about it. But and then I was reading that people were saying it was a woman, so it is confirmed woman. You know what? I also thought it was a woman because what guy? What guy who, when he's flying, is just like freeballing, where the duty can just explode from the shorts like that? This woman was you probably know more details than me, but this woman had to have been wearing a skirt.
No,
possibly pantyless.
No, it was. You're just being a pervert. I think it was an old woman. That's my guess.
Okay.
And so that's why when he's not being outed, like people felt bad for her.
Yeah.
Maybe frail, should have been wearing Depends.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. That's what I think.
So give me the inside info Danny has.
He talked about on his show, apparently. They were over Richmond when they turned around. Everyone thought they were going to land at Dulles, but they were. They had more support options available in Atlanta, including the possibility of switching planes that wasn't available at Dulles. They sprayed a thick vanilla scent that just made the cabin smell like funfetti. Finally, they just gave up and poured raw coffee grounds on the aisle. So we got off the plane. It was this awful, sick, sweet coffee roasted blend of smells.
Yes, we all know that Maitland used coffee grounds to smuggle in his cocaine in Beverly Hills Cop.
I didn't know that.
Victor Maitland.
And
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Alex Foley?
Akmal Foley, yes. Akmal Foley.
And they replaced the carpet on the plane. They ripped it up quickly, I guess. So, Danny had this connection.
Is that confirmed that it was a woman?
Well, it's confirmed through Danny's friend who was on the plane.
Okay. How did he describe the woman as frail?
No, that's just my guess. You want to see a picture? He has sent a picture of the dude he did.
Of course I want to see the picture.
All right. Well, Valdez looks at the picture. We'll wrap it up. We want to say thanks for listening, guys. Another fun show. Will we be back next week? No, we won't, because Valdez is going on vacation, and I'm not going to do a show with D. Woods, even though he wants me to. I like D. Woods. I just don't want to do a show with D. Woods by myself.
Can I just put out there that I've done three shows without Drab, and Drab has done zero? I don't know how to get to your thing. What's your password?
2121.
No, you're kidding.
Why would that be my code?
2121. Huh. That works.
Of course it works. What? Might you think I'm worried about getting somebody listening to this and
I don't know. They could hack someone could hack your PayPal or your other PIN.
Maybe.
I need a fingerprint.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
All right, guys. And now I'm coughing. All right. Everybody have a great weekend.
Yeah. It sounds like you got stuck on the duty plane.
Everybody have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you soon.
No, I can't do a show next week. Drab's dead.
All right. Later, guys.
See ya.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.